The things we'll talk about today are applicable to any sort, any industry and any type of regulated entity. So I think it's been obvious this week, from even more so than it has been in the last 6 months, elections have consequences. We just don't know what's going to happen on any given day. Certainly inside the Beltway, it's been an interesting point, interesting time to be there. We're going to talk about a couple different things today. First, I want to talk about nominations. Then I'm going to talk actual options for change, both things the president can do, and the federal agencies can do, and then finally things that Congress can do to effectuate change. I'm also going to give you a little disclaimer. I have some editorial cartoons in my speech, in my PowerPoint. I kind of collect funny ones along the year. Needless to say, there have been a lot of them in the last few months. So I will apologize in advance if anyone is offended by any of my cartoons. So one of the things that I think is important to always remember is that, obviously elections decide the decision maker. And that's kind of a critical part. But who does the deciding in any individual agency, any individual organization is decided by the political appointees. And there are lots and lots of positions out there that are supposed to be filled by political appointees. You have about 4,000 who serve at the will of the president. They go through a vetting process in order to get commissioned for their job, and you swear an oath to the Constitution, you go through the whole process.